In the name of Jesus, dear fellow redeemed. The last question which appears on our current application form for admission into the Master of Divinity program is this. What do you see as the most important thing that Concordia Theological Seminary will do for you? The answers to that question are very revealing, although I must admit no one is admitted or declined solely on the basis of that answer. We don't expect men to come into this seminary knowing what seminary education and life is all about, nor do we expect them to come into the seminary fully equipped to be pastors already. But the answer to that question will give us purpose and direction, and I believe that the text before us this morning does just that. Because that's what Paul is talking about. He is asking the question, what are we all about? What is our purpose? And he is explaining why he came to the people at Corinth and proclaimed the gospel, not using words of wisdom, lest the cross of Christ should be made no effect. Obviously, at this seminary, we are about the task of teaching and learning, of equipping and being equipped, of forming and being formed. To what purpose? Paul sets before us in this text that which is being proclaimed, the kerygma, the message of the cross, Christ crucified, and unites it, as it must be united, with the proclamation, the kerusso. And that is what we are about. Paul explains himself. He says, the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. We learn. We build up our body of knowledge. We use our reason and our intellect. And yet, if that is the only thing we use to comprehend God's word, that message will be foolishness. What Paul is talking about here is the eternal battle of wills, the will of God versus the will of man, reason versus faith, and the message of the cross, that kerygma, is foolishness to those who are perishing. And he asks these questions. Where is the wise man? Where is the man who uses logic and reason and must have a concrete answer and substantiation before he believes anything? Where is that man? He is perishing. And the message of the cross means nothing to him but foolishness. It's irrational, unreasonable to believe that God would become man. At least man in the humble form of Jesus of Nazareth. The King of Kings, the very Son of God, a humble servant. It's unreasonable, illogical, to believe that the very Son of God could die, could be tortured and battered and beaten and humiliated and die. It's illogical. It's unreasonable. Therefore, it's foolishness. And how could that simple carpenter's son from Nazareth rise from the dead? Prove it to me. It's unreasonable. And then Paul asks, where is the scribe? Where is the scribe? Where is the scholar? And we, my friends, must be careful lest we seek knowledge for the sake of knowledge. Where is the scholar? The one who wants to apply what he knows and put God's word, the word of the cross, the kerygma on a lower level. We dare not impose our own reason, our own knowledge, our own intellect on the word of the cross, the message of the cross. For it pleased God, through the foolishness of the message preached, to save those who believe. This gives us purpose. This is the answer to that question on the application form. What are we here for? We are here to learn, obviously. But to the end that we may proclaim. We don't learn so that we may know more. We don't learn so that we may only defend the faith against the worldly unbelievers. Because we can't. We operate from two different perspectives, the perspective of reason and the perspective of faith. We are here to learn, to proclaim. The kerygma and the kerusso can never be separated. We don't interpret for our own understanding, but we interpret Scripture so that we may proclaim it, preach it. And that proclamation is not merely the transmission of historical fact. It is not mere instruction. It is not mere impartation of knowledge. For the message of the cross to us who are being saved is the power of God. To the Jews, that message is a stumbling block, an offense. To the Greeks, it is foolishness. But to those who believe, it is the power of God unto salvation. What is being proclaimed is actually happening. It is not mere proclamation, it is event. And so as we each seek to proclaim the word of the cross, Christ crucified for the salvation of souls, may we submit our wills entirely to the will of our Heavenly Father. May we realize that in our weakness, Christ is made strong. That in our foolishness, Christ is made wise. Paul says it this way in his second epistle to the Corinthians, "For though he was crucified in weakness, yet he lives by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you." May we each, staff member, faculty member, student, the whole community of the seminary, realize that our ultimate purpose for being on this earth and for being at this seminary is for the proclamation of Christ and Him crucified. I am determined to know nothing among you save Christ and Him crucified. And woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. May God grant that by the power of the Holy Spirit we may become wise in the ways of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and proclaim that saving message of the gospel to a lost and condemned world. In Jesus' name, amen.